Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Who preached the message of the gospel. And since that time, can you imagine how many became believers, accepted the Messiah, recognized that they have sinned and received forgiveness of sins? And so you notice what Yeshua is praying for us, that is the believers who heard the preaching of the word of God by the early apostles. We read in verse 21, Yeshua prayed that all may be one as the Father and the Son are one in each other. Notice it says here that they all may be one, the word is echad, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, and that they may also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. So, you see, this is an area that we need so much help from the Lord, because positionally, all true believers are one, because we have all entered into this body of Christ, the body of Messiah, by one Spirit. You remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, For by one Spirit ye are all baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, whether we are bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Notice that. One body, one Spirit, all believers, true believers, become part of that one body by that Holy Spirit of God. But you notice he used the expression, Yeshua prayed that they may be one. The Lord wants us to be one practically. And this is where the prayer of the Lord, his desire is that God's people will enjoy practical unity. Sadly to say, he also elsewhere in the book of Revelation showed us how the chronological process whereby the church age will go through, that this practical unity will fail because of our insubmissiveness to the Word of God. It's not his fault, it's our fault. It's not God's fault, it's our fault. It's not the Messiah's fault, it's man's fault. It's the people of God's fault. So, but he's praying, Yeshua is praying that there may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Well, all believers will become and are one in him, but the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, wants the believers to be practically enjoying this oneness. In verse 22, he continue on, and he is asking that the glory which thou hast gavest me, I have given unto them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Do you remember that earlier in John 10, Yeshua the Messiah have already proclaimed, I and my Father are one, John 10, verse 30. Here we learn again, more than once, Verse 21 said, as thou, Father, art in me, we are one. Verse 22, and the glory that thou gavest me, I gave unto them, that they may be one, even as we are one. You notice that? There is one God, and yet within this Godhead, there is a plurality of person, the Father, the Son, the Spirit. Three persons, three personalities, yet one God. There is no more than just one God, the God of Israel, but God is existing and consisting in a triunity, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, Ha'abba, Ha'ben, Ha'ruach. So the prayer of the Lord, he asking the Father that the believers will be one practically. We continue in verse 23, and we read that Yeshua prayed that God's people will be mature, perfect, mature, fully developed. He said, I in them and thou in me, and that they may be perfect. Again, that word perfect, it simply has to do with mature or fully development. Not perfect because the sin nature in us only proves that we are imperfect, that we are sinners. But to be perfect in a sense of mature, in a sense of development, spiritually develop. And that will be the way whereby we can practically enjoy oneness, what we have already have positionally. So he desire that the people of God will be mature, they will develop and be one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. You see, beloved brothers and sisters, this is exactly what the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, said to the disciples earlier in the Passover Seder in Jerusalem. You remember what he said to them? In John chapter 13, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one toward another. You remember he said to them in verse 34 of John chapter 13, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one towards another. You see, when the world look at God's people, and they see that they have love among each other, then they will know that the believers are truly the Talmidim, the disciples of Yeshua. And you see, whenever this thing is not practiced, the world cannot receive a proper testimony. That's why many times, because of the divided condition of the church, of the assembly, we don't have a testimony to an unbelieving world, because the world does not want to come into a divided condition. The world need, first of all, the unbelieving world need to know first they have sinned and they need the Messiah, the Mashiach, as their Lord and Savior. But how sad it is when, as it, we read in verse 23, when there is lack of maturity, lack of spiritual development that causes, instead of oneness, causing division. But the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, prayed and still praying, lifting up holy hands on our behalf, knowing every failure of ours as a great high priest, interceding on our behalf, seeking to see in practical way the change in the life of God's people to be a testimony in the world. And so we read that he is praying. Very interesting. That word is essential. Notice this. Paul, Shaul Paul, in Ephesians chapter 4, he really showed the desire that he had that the people of God will be practically one. You notice what we read in Ephesians chapter 4. I therefore, verse 1, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. How to walk? With all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity, the oneness, not the oneness of the body, but the oneness of the spirit, because the oneness of the body is already existing positionally, because Yeshua paid for the price of our sins. Jesus the Messiah already died, was buried, and rose again, and every believer in him is already part of the body of Christ, the body of Messiah. But to endeavor to keep the unity of the spirit, that's the man, as Paul said, with all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, as Yeshua the Messiah said, by thee shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one towards another. This is fascinating. And that's why, notice we read in verse 12 and 13 of Ephesians 4, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Messiah, the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity, here again, the oneness, the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect, this is a mature person, mature man, unto the measure of the statues of the fullness of Christ. And that is the desire both of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, in prayer to the Father, the Apostle Paul in teaching that, and the instruction that we receive here, practical unity to show evidence that we are belonging to the Lord. And whenever it is not happening, it is dishonoring unto the Lord. And we all who belong to the Lord need to ask the Lord to help us to practice this in our day-by-day communication and the interaction with the believers, with other believers. And so as we head on to the end of the prayer of Yeshua the Messiah, we read in verse 24, 25, and 26 that now Yeshua is praying to the Father that all whom the Father hath given unto him will be with him where he is. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. You see, the love relationship that the Lord Jesus the Messiah had in his eternal being as the eternal Son was already before the foundation of the world. You see, beloved brothers and sisters, we learn at least a few important lessons concerning that which was there before the foundation of the world. In fact, let me point to those three important facts that we have in Scripture concerning that which was there before the foundation of the world. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18 and 19 we read, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of the Mashiach. Listen to this. As of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last time for you. So in the plan and the program of God, the Lamb of God, the Messiah, was foreordained before the foundation of the world. And that's how we know the second lesson that we find in Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 3 and 4. That God also have chosen the believers, those of us who belong to him, before the foundation of the world, as we read in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, in the Mashiach, according as he has chosen us in him, notice this, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So we learn that the Lamb of God was already there foreordained before the foundation of the world. God knew before the foundation of the world that he will have in the person of the Son to come down to this world to become a Lamb who will shed his blood for the sin of this world. But at the same time we learn that those that came to trust in Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, they are an elected people who were chosen in Christ, in the Messiah, before the foundation of the world. This is fascinating. But even more, my dear friend, we learn here from John chapter 17 that Yeshua revealed this to us. He revealed to us as we read this prayer and we listen to his communication with God the Father. And here in John 17, in verse 24, we learn that there was a love relationship between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit before the foundation of the world. Father, I will that they also, verse 24 of John 17, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for, listen to this, beloved friend, thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Oh, how wonderful to know that. You see, God is love. God is light, 1 John 1. God is love, 1 John 4. That God of ours had this eternal love within the persons of the Godhead before even humanity came to being, before the world was, before God created the heavens and the earth. There was a love relationship. Thou lovest me, Yeshua says, before the foundation of the world. You see, before God the Son took union humanity with his divine nature in the Godhead, there was a love relationship between the Father, the Son, the Spirit, the triune God. One God, three persons. There was a love relationship, and God wanted to extend this love relationship to humanity that he is intending now to create, knowing that sin will come in. And so knowing this in eternity past, in a council of God, the Lamb of God, namely the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, will become a Lamb was already planned and it was foreordained by the Godhead before the foundation of the world. Knowing that the people whom God will save and will bring to himself, that he will choose them for himself. And that's why Paul reminded us that we are chosen in Christ, in a Messiah, before the foundation of the world. This is to me and to you all should be a precious truth to understand. You see, God is love. And his plan was not a coincidence. In eternity past, in his wisdom, his plan was to bring a people to himself to enjoy the love relationship that the Father, the Son, the Spirit, Ha'aba, Ha'ben, Ha'ruach, the three persons of the Godhead have enjoyed in eternity past. And so notice now in conclusion of the prayer of the Lord, verses 25 and 26, we read these words by the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, O righteous Father. You remember that we did say that there is a progression in the way that Yeshua is praying here. In verse 5, he says, O Father. In verse 11, he says, O Holy Father. And now in verse 25, he says, O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. In other words, the last words of the Lord in his prayer to God the Father is that righteous Father, his Abba HaTzadik, a righteous Father, this righteous Father will do all things justly and righteously. Righteous Father, he says, the world has not known thee, but I do. The people of God know that the Father sent the Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4 and verse 14. And here, O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I know thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. In other words, the believers, the apostles, receive something that others did not receive, the understanding that Yeshua was sent from God in accordance with the promises of the prophets. Unto us a child is born, but unto us a son is given, Isaiah said to Israel. So God the Son was given. How he was given? He was born through the Virgin Miriam into the world, so he will be a sinless man here on earth, sent by the Father. So the world did not know God, unregenerated world. Sadly, the vast majority today still do not know God. But you notice, they know, the disciples knew. How did they know? Because they received the revelation from the Lord as you and I received the revelation from the Lord. We would have never known anything about Yeshua the Messiah. We would have never known anything unless the Spirit of God revealed this unto us. Yeshua had to say to Shimon, Petros, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Yonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. God the Father revealed to us these truths by the Spirit. And so the conclusion here in verse 26, precious, precious. I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Yeshua declared unto his own people, you and I, the name Abba, Father, the Creator God. And not only that Creator God, but the character of God, the love of God as a Abba. He is the one that is a father to all those that have trusted in him. This is wonderful, my dear brothers and sisters and dear friends, to know now we know God is our Abba, is our Father. Even though to Israel nationally, Israel knew God the Father nationally, now every believers here are able to know God as our own Abba, our own Father today, in this present day. And so the Lord declare the fact that the name of Abba, the Father, and that he is a merciful God. And you know this, beloved friend, even though we have a lot more light today than Israel of old, our people have had, but notice what the Lord revealed to Moshe in Exodus chapter 34, and the Lord descended in a cloud, verse 5, and with him there he was with him, he stood with him there, and he proclaimed the name of the Lord, the name of Jehovah, Jehovah. And notice what he says, And Jehovah passed by before him, and he proclaimed, Jehovah, Jehovah, God merciful and gracious and long-suffering and abundance in goodness and in truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquities and transgression and sin. But yet he is holy, and by no means will clear the guilty, and he will visit the iniquities of the father upon the children, and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. If the children of the father will rebel against God, God will visit them, and God will deal with them. If the children of the father will turn to God, God will bless them and show them mercy and grace and long-suffering and goodness and truth and forgiveness. Here we learn that the Lord Jesus is revealing to his people that which was revealed to Moshe and beyond. Because now God the Father sent the Son, the Mashiach, and provided redemption for us. And in conclusion of the prayer, wonderful prayer, verse 26, I have declared unto them thy name. Will declare it. That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them. God wants us to enjoy the love that the Father has towards the Son. And you can just imagine. You can just imagine, my dear friend, of the love of God the Father towards his Son. Therefore doth my Father love me. John 10:17. Because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. Imagine the love that God had towards his Son in eternity past. And now there was an additional reason to love his Son. And the Lord Jesus is praying that the believers may learn of this love and enjoy it themselves in their life. So may the Lord help us, my dear friend. May the Lord bless his word. May the Lord lead us to continue to follow after our blessed Lord, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Until the next ministry meeting, God bless you and shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.